Chester. It's in a county called Westchester. I think we need some new Christmas carols with a more modern approach. Of course, I wouldn't abandon the religious theme completely. How about, "Holy Christ, the Christmas tree's on fire," or, "Jesus, can you believe it's Christmas again?" This ought to get the ball rolling. I'm hoping you people will take it from here. True fact. In 2002, in the U.S. Supreme Court, the surviving heirs of the famous film comedy trio were awarded the intellectual rights to the Three Stooges. I don't know about you, but years ago, when Evel Knievel was jumping across the Snake River on his motorcycle, I was rooting for the river. In the news from Israel, I keep hearing about the cycle of violence. It reminded me that when I was a kid, I had one of them too. After school, I used to peddle it around the neighborhood, hitting other kids over the head with a big steel pipe. They always say the vice president is just a heartbeat away from the presidency. Don't they mean the lack of a heartbeat? I always feel good when I visit a sick room supply store and see all the things I don't need. The last thing a young girl needs is a hands-on father. I really feel good. I wish I felt even more like this. Dear Mom, how are you? I am fine. I tried to donate my liver to science, but they wouldn't take it. Next time I'm going to add some sautéed onions and a light sauce. I'll let you know how it goes. Love, Neil. An anonymous quote: "There's nothing wrong with a man who enjoys a good blowjob." I read an article that cautioned people against shaken baby syndrome. Do people really need to be told this sort of thing? And if some people do need to be told, are these the kind of people who are very likely to heed the advice? Personally, I never shake a baby, unless the recipe calls for it. Imagine how creepy it would be to be sexually abused by your great-great-grandparents. Ugh. Do you know why it is that when a rancher fucks a sheep, he does it at the edge of a cliff? It's so the sheep will push back. True fact. A guy somewhere in the Midwest was sued for having too many Christmas lights on his house. Happy holidays. I think Western Union should have a service where women with big tits come to your house and sing happy birthday. They could call it a mammogram. Whenever I hear about someone who died for the flag, I always wonder about his real motives. And then I remember, oh yeah, they shoot deserters. A lot of the people who worry about the safety of nuclear plants don't bother using their seat belts. Here's some fun. Just keep calling telephone numbers at random and yelling, "Get off the line!" This is National Disabled Month. Do your part. Cripple someone today. Two soldiers get into a fight. Two other soldiers pull them apart and tell them not to fight. Then they all pick up their guns and go kill people. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The chicken.
What about the egg?
Oh, okay. The egg.
Using technology to clean up the mess made by technology doesn't seem too intelligent. At one time, if you made a telephone call from your table in a restaurant, it would have been a novelty and it would have attracted a lot of attention, more than the food. Now, if you're using a telephone at your table in a restaurant, it's considered a nuisance. Why don't they just let these gay Boy Scouts join the Girl Scouts? What the fuck? You've got two groups. Use them both. There's a whole different now. When you drive into California from Las Vegas, they have an agricultural inspection station where they ask you if you have any fruits or vegetables with you. And then they just believe whatever you tell them. What's the point of that? You know what I do? On every trip, I put a yam in the glove compartment just to be sure I'm breaking the law.